Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second, the left fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting third, the center fielder, Rick Munday. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Danny Cater. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Roger Ripos. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting seventh, the catcher, Tim Talton. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Dick Green. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Lou Kraus. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Lou Kraus. For the Detroit Tigers, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second, the third baseman, Don Word. Batting third, the left fielder, Gates Brown. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting seventh, the catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Ray Euler. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Joe Sparma. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Joe Sparma. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a pop-up towards third. Word settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kaline throws the ball into Euler, who tags Munday trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Don Word is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Word hits a fly ball into right field. Ripos settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green misplays the ball. That's an error on Green. McAuliffe moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McAuliffe scores. Brown moves to third. It's 1-0, Tigers. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brown scores. Kaline moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Tigers. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kaline scores. Northrup moves to third. It's 3-0, Tigers. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Northrup tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-0, Tigers. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roger Ripos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripos hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles takes first base on ball four. Cater moves to second. Tim Talton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talton hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Sparma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparma strikes out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirt hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-1 in the game. Campaneris strikes out. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-1 in the game. Gosger takes first base on ball 4. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Monday strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kaline strikes out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Northrup hits a fly ball into left field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roger Ripos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripos is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripos hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Charles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cater moves to third. Tim Talton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talton is 0-for-1 in the game. Talton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Freehan is hit by the pitch. Cash moves to second. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0-for-1 in the game. Euler bunts towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Cash moves to third. Freehan moves to second. One out. Joe Sparma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparma is 0-for-1 in the game. Sparma strikes out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McAuliffe is walked intentionally. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirt hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus is 0-for-1 in the game. Kraus bunts towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with McAuliffe covering, for the out. Green moves to second. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-2 in the game. Campaneris hits a line drive towards short. Euler reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gosger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Northrup hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Munday strikes out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Cater hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Repose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repose is 0-for-2 in the game. Repose hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Freehan strikes out. One out. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cash. The throw from Talton and he is out, Green applying the tag. Two outs. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0-for-1 in the game. Euler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Talton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talton is 0-for-2 in the game. Talton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Sparma covering, for the out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Sparma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparma is 0-for-2 in the game. Sparma strikes out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. McAuliffe hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Tigers. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-3 in the game. Wirt hits a pop-up towards first. Cater settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Stanley now playing center field. Jim Northrup now playing left field. Mike Hershberger pinch hits for Lou Kraus. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger takes first base on ball 4. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-3 in the game. Campaneris strikes out. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gosger takes first base on ball 4. Hershberger moves to second. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Monday strikes out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Cater hits a line drive towards short. Euler reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Blue Moon Odom now pitching. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a pop-up towards first. Cater settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Northrup hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Norm Cashes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cashes 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Odom juggles the ball. That's an error on Odom. Northrup moves to second. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Freehan strikes out. Two outs. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0-for-2 in the game. Euler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Roger Repos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repos is 0-for-3 in the game. Repos hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Sparma covering, for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Charles strikes out. Two outs. Tim Talton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talton is 0-for-3 in the game. Talton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Kansas City Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.